Welcome to the Room for Recap, the heartbeat of the faith and family film industry. I'm Laura May, your host and industry insider from Christian Casting. I am thrilled to bring you the ultimate weekly experience that goes beyond the screen. This is not just a podcast. It's a movement, a community, and a celebration of the incredible stories shaping our faith-based film world. We are so excited you're here. Are you ready to jump in? Let's go. Hi, my name is Laura May, and I am the founder of Christian Casting and the Room 4 app. I am a wife, mom of nine, casting director, producer, actress, and writer from Southern Maryland.
Hello, my name is Xavier Garcia, writer-director based north of Boston, and excited to get into all things cinema and story.
Hi, I'm Drew Hunt. I'm a wife, a mom of four, an actor, a content creator, and I am so excited to be spending this time here with you.
Hey guys, I'm Keys, and I'm a mom to three amazing kids. I'm a writer, an actor, a radio host, and a Room 4 intern. I'm excited to be on this journey with you. I am all in.
So, what is the Room 4 recap? Here's what you'll find as you come along on this journey. We are your backstage pass to the latest in faith and family films with upcoming news, compelling interviews with industry leaders, exciting opportunities for exclusive giveaways, free festival passes to VIP access at industry events, and more. This isn't just news. It's an invitation to be a part of something extraordinary. We are not just observers here. We are participants in the Room 4 movement, and we want to invite you to join us.
Let's jump right in to episode one. And we're going to start with Drew. I would love for you to let us know what is on our socials recently. What's the conversation happening? What's going on?
Y'all, we are having so much fun over on the Facebook, guys. These questions that we're throwing out at y'all, you know, every week, we're having so much fun with it. So the last one that we asked, which is such a great one, what is one thing that you wish everyone understood about the film industry? And guys, y'all just went at it. This is awesome. So it runs the gamut. Like Aaron Swartzbart told us, not everybody that smiles at you is necessarily your friend. This is a business. That was interesting. And then I love how we saw a lot of just like engagement. Like you guys are like having like a real discussion about this. This is awesome. This is what it's about. Alicia Griffin told us, I wish people understood the pressure that goes with this world. Sarah Dolan tells us it's a little harder than it appears. But there's so much great, again, conversation happening in here. Laura, you threw out a comment that I really thought was cool. You said, hey, let's all remember that even though we are called to this, we still need to work on our craft. And I thought that was so profound. And it's so true, you know, because that's where success happens, right? It's the calling, but it's also the preparation that goes into it. And I think we see that modeled throughout scripture as well, right? You know, God has clearly put some things in us, but he also, you know, wants us to show up and do the work too. And that's part of what I'm so excited about with Room 4 and everything that's coming together with the app and with this community is it's a place to help people really hone their craft, whatever it is, whether it's acting, whether it's screenwriting, whether it's directing and beyond, right? This is, we're creating a hub, a place for people to come together and just rise to their ultimate potential and encourage one another along the way. Right. So that's awesome. So,
yeah. Laura, are you, by any chance, I would love to encourage all of the listeners to kind of engage the online conversation because it's echoed here on the podcast and it's part of the community building process. So how can viewers continue to like engage in online conversation and have like hash things out, discuss these things so that it makes it onto the podcast and they can hear some of the conversations that they are having on the online community, us hashing it out and bringing it to a larger audience?
Yeah, I love that. So I was actually going to say, if you are listening or you're watching and you're saying to yourself, I just don't know where people like me hang out. I wish I knew somebody else that was on this journey too. This app is going to be one place where you can connect, but we're going to direct you to our community. And so on Facebook, it's just, there's a lot of us in this age bracket who just love Facebook still. I know others have phased it out, but listen, if you're younger or even if you're older, I'm telling you, there's a lot of value still to be had there. Especially, that's where most of our conversation happens, is on the Room 4 Facebook page. We have an official page. We also have a Christian Casting Community Facebook group, and there are almost 10,000 people there. People just like you who are having conversations every single day about, hey, how do I find an agent? Or, hey, has anybody seen this movie? What do you guys think? Or, oh my goodness, I just saw that this movie's casting. Where do I find the notices? There's all kinds of stuff happening there. And so I would encourage you guys, get on our socials. Drew is doing an amazing job keeping up with those. And we are really just having some great conversations. And if you see a comment, you know, from somebody who you go, wow, that really resonates with me, go ahead and comment underneath and say, hey, can we connect? You know, I really feel like you are somebody I could really do well with on this journey. And so none of us are meant to do this alone. I think in the indie film world, we are so tempted to think like tunnel vision, like we just have to do it by ourselves because we're indie filmmakers. But I think we need to rethink what indie filmmakers mean. To me, an indie filmmaker is one detached from the system, the worldly system. But that does not mean detached from everyone else. That means attached to the fellow body of Christ and engaged with everything that the Lord wants to equip us with. I think that in Acts, when he says that the church lacked nothing because they shared what they had, I think that's an incredible business model. And that's why we're here, is we are connecting you guys, because when you know, at its utmost, when this app rolls out in its fullest to my, you know, my biggest vision for it, I hope that you never lack for locations or permits or audio equipment or video equipment or, you know, wardrobe. Xavier and I, you and I go back and forth on that wardrobe thing every single time we film together. You know, and there are people who want to support this industry. People like, you know, churches who they say, well, I'm not an actor, but I own a dental office, or I own a pizzeria, or I own a restaurant. I would love to cater. And we have so many resources as the body of Christ, so many resources to offer one another. We have no lack. What we have lacked so far is a single place to unite. And that is what Room 4 is all about, is connecting us indie filmmakers, those who God has individually called to create for his glory, to bring people to the kingdom. And we are going to gather in a pretty cool online space. And that is Room 4. That is our socials. So I encourage you, if you have felt alone, or even if you just want to make some new friends, because this industry is 1000% networking. It just is. And if you're like, hey, I don't talk to people much, good luck with that, because you need to learn how to do it. So thanks for asking, Xavier, because I was thinking the same thing. Like, if you guys are alone, man, this is where we're at, and we would love to have you come join us.
Yeah. And at the end, for those of you that are just listening, whether it's through Spotify, just make sure that you check the show notes, because all of the handles will be there for them to get connected.
Absolutely. Yep. So Xavier, each show we want to tackle something kind of cool, something innovative. Just give us like a 30-second teaser of the crazy, amazing project that you are working on right now, because this is stuff Hollywood hasn't even touched. And I'm thrilled that in our little indie film world, you have got something incredible going on. So go ahead and give us a little teaser about that.
So it being in New England and, you know, filmmaking just outside of Boston, a topic that's very close to just kind of like this area, and that you see it manifest in a lot of different ways, spiritually, naturally, all over, is the topic of the Salem Witch Trials. It's in our backyard. And it's a topic that I think is, as of late, been coming back into a lot of conversations and conversations across, whether it's like through churches or even just like mainstream conversations, secular audiences, trying to understand, you know, what happened in 1692, like what actually happened and how has it affected not just our culture today, but just even like our folklore, and the beginnings of our country and the establishment of our country, especially in Massachusetts. And Jonathan and I just got really excited about digging into that story, but telling it from a more authentic and truthful perspective. Cause there's a lot of, you know, the whole topic of the Salem witch trials has been turned into just like glorified and turned into like a myth. And we're like, well, hold on. Cause there were people in a community that went through this and that experienced something. And what we wanted to do was go into the heart of Salem in 1692 and unearth the truth of what occurred between fractured relationships, what occurred between, you know, sociopolitically, what occurred in the church. There was a lot of issues and fractures in the actual church. The fact that they didn't have a charter at the time caused for a lot of angst within the community. And there was just a lot of fighting with, and we're talking about community, you know, it's like, this is why we're trying to build community as opposed to what was happening in 1692. Community was fracturing around technology. It was fracturing around a lot of jealousy. Look, it sounds like the type of stuff that we're dealing with even in just like in the film industry, right? And what Jonathan and I wanted to do is not only to just tell the audience what happened, we wanted to really immerse them in what happened and give them a front row seat, sit them in one of the pews inside the meeting house in Danvers or Salem Village and actually experience the trial and be there amongst the people that actually were engaged in the moment and through VR, have them see a narrative experience of, okay, what was Sarah Good like? And what, why was she being accused? And what was the actual story? What was going on between her and her husband, William Good, who accused her of witchcraft? But what we did was we innovated a concept called Cinemersion. Cinemersion is a technique in where we take a lot of the existing and emerging AI technology, not like the scary AI stuff, but really what we were using is volumetric cinema, neuroradiance field scans, G-splatting, XR, MR, in order to combine and create a real 3D recreation of a place and a time and recreate a scene so that we can put our audience in that scene, in that moment, and they become the point of view. They become the camera. And so they can choose their perspective. They can choose what the director has almost like a theater in the round type of experience or a black box theater type of experience where you're in it and be able to experience the drama happening all around you. So if you're sitting in the center and you've got the girls that are afflicted, you know, over in like a corner and they're screaming, you can turn to them. But hey, guess what? You might be missing some of the gossip that's happening behind you. And so on your next viewing, you can turn around and you can watch that. And so you're no longer binge watching seasons. You're not even binge watching episodes. You're binge watching moments, you know, because every single perspective that you take, it's changing. So that's called Cinemersion. It's a technique. It's something that we are perfecting. We found that when we were submitting to Tribeca and like just going through like the boxes to click how we fit into their, you know, it's like, well, what is it that you have to offer? Are you a this? Are you a that? It's like, there's no box for us. This hasn't been done. It was so hard too, because a lot of the questions typically as filmmakers, you'll go to YouTube and you'll check the filmmaking community and see what other people have said about what you're trying to innovate. It's like, there was nothing. Jonathan and
you
I are like,
are really, the YouTube video.
Yeah, it was like, we should have been making these videos. We'd be going viral, but we didn't. We were so like entrenched in like the creation. Maybe we'll go back and talk a little bit more about it and how we did it, you know, like how to edit ambisonic on DaVinci Resolve, ambisonic audio. A lot of people don't know that you can do that. You can, it's hard. There's probably easier ways. We were going through the analog version of it, but and it was just a really cool experience for us to just learn something that hasn't, although the technologies have existed, no one has taken this from over here and that from over there and put it all together and say, ooh, we just created something new. And that's really all we did. We weren't inventing anything. We were just rethinking cinema. We were rethinking storytelling.
Well, and video gaming is out there. So everybody knows, you know, you can choose your perspective. You can interact with different people. But I love that we're doing it in the film world. And from a casting perspective, I loved when I had 5 scripts to send out for the same 3-minute short. And I was like, okay, you guys aren't talking in this perspective. However, script B, when the camera's on you, you have all these lines that didn't exist in script A. And so it's thrilling to me from that casting perspective that it almost eliminates background, and it kind of gives everybody the mic because you can zoom in on different characters and hear these conversations that have never been heard before. This is something that the film world hasn't tackled yet. So I'm crazy excited to be on board with that and to be walking this journey out with you.
It creates so many logistical nightmares, but it's like, yeah, because it's like, okay, you no longer have background actors. Everybody has to be excellent, which is why we're doing Room 4, you know, as a resource for everyone to elevate, because it's like, it's no longer, oh, here's the star, here's who's getting all the big bucks, and you know, you're doing this for lunch. It's like, no, every single person at any moment can be an upfront protagonist character. And I'm sure that'll ruffle the feathers of all the unions, but we're figuring that out as we go along.
But I love that. I love that so much. It reminds me of that scripture about being the body, and that, you know, a toe doesn't cease to be a part of the body, a finger doesn't, a hand, like every single part matters. And even the parts that are in the background matter. And my kid, I have three teenagers, and they watch background. Like if we're watching a video, if we're watching a movie or a TV show, they're like, what is that guy doing? So I think that's great, because they're looking at the people in the back, like they're not really paying attention.
No.
And so everybody has to step their game up. I love that.
Yeah, yeah, it's actually funny. Watch Braveheart. And if you watch Braveheart and you watch the battle scenes and you watch the background actors, you're going to be embarrassed. You're going to, because they're like, oh. And you're like, wait, what are you doing? No one thought to tell them anything. And so I watched that and I'm like, okay, that can't happen anymore. That background character has to be like going all out, all out. So it does create for, you know, it's like, where's your foreground? Where's your midground? Where's your background? It does create for a chaotic environment, but like we're going through the process right now of finessing that. We're learning it as we're doing it. Like what Laura just brought up, and I'll be brief about this, like just the writing process, for example, we had to rethink screenwriting. We had to rethink that process because every single person had to be scripted, but you can't put together like a 500 page screenplay for a single scene. And so it was, you know, we're finding ways how to integrate the technology while you're viewing in your traditional 2D. And so it is a mixed media approach, kind of like what Christopher Nolan just did with Oppenheimer, where, you know, there were different aspect ratios and then different, you know, color, like black and white versus color, and then different aspect ratio changes. It's like, it's just another tool. And so what we did was we had a 14 minute short, but then we had about 3 minutes of cinema immersion spliced in to really accentuate specific moments. Like, what is the spirit realm like for our protagonist? And we wanted him to not only go into the spirit realm and experience it, but we wanted the audience to be like, I'm in the spirit realm. So anyway,
amazing. When can we experience that? I've seen like a very small clip of it, and I'm like, I want to see more.
Yeah. So it's going through the film festival circuit now. So we've just submitted it to a series of festivals because it's a immersive product. We've divided it into two viewings. There's the VR viewing where you can watch it with your Meta Quest 3 on an Oculus or like the Apple Vision Pro. But then there's also just the 2D version where you could just watch it normally on YouTube. And we've submitted to different festivals depending on, like, you know, you look up here. So you got to do your festival homework. You got to figure out, all right, what causes, what themes resonate with specific festivals. And we did that. And so once that goes through, we'll make announcements about like the local theaters that it's presenting at. And then we're also having like this huge event. We're doing an unveiling at Studio Lab, where we partnered with Studio Lab for the creation of this. It looks like it's going to be May. So just, you heard it here first. that's what we're aiming toward it, but you know, we'll see. And so we'll have that major viewing party, and I don't know that that's open invite, but
we'll see. Well, and speaking of events, I want you guys to be thrilled for every single time Keys starts speaking, because it's going to be about all kinds of stuff that you can get involved in right here, right now. So we're going to keep these at the end of each episode so that as, you know, time progresses, we've got all that other info that you can listen to. And then maybe if it's several months later, you won't chime in till the end. But who knows? I mean, because she's going to be doing giveaways also. So maybe you do want to listen, and maybe you want to check socials, because Drew might still be pushing that giveaway. Maybe we opened it up for a month. So Keys, why don't you let us know what is happening right now?
So yeah, guys, I have to go kind of progressively. So what's happening monthly is I found a Christian online film festival. They do this every month on the third Saturday of the month on Facebook. We're talking about how Facebook can still be relevant for some people. Yes. So get on there, go to Facebook. You just go to their page. It's called Christian Online Film Festival. You can submit there. They have their link to where you can submit because they are part of filmfreeway.com. Or you can just watch and you can see the different ones. You can see the ones that win because they pick in different categories and you can just be get to be a part of that. That's really cool. What's happening weekly is if you're a person who wants to get into Hollywood, but you're kind of like not sure about Hollywood people, maybe you're worried about celebrities, maybe you want to pray for them. Well, Hollywood Prayer Network has a Friday prayer call every single week on Zoom. So people join from all over the world actually on that, and they get on and they pray for people. So you can go to hollywoodprayernetwork.org and you can join their Zoom call to pray for people in the industry. And they also pray for each other on the call, and you can network and meet different people through that who are your people. Like, we're trying to gather and make community here. It's good to find your people. And what's happening now, we're in the middle right now this week of the Christian Worldview Film Festival. It's going until March 15th, so in Georgia. And so you want to go to that, be a part of that. You can still go, right, Laura? Because you know
absolutely
all about
it. You can buy tickets there. Yep.
Yeah. So even if you miss like the first couple of days, you can still attend. And this leads me to the tip of the pod. You need to attend film festivals. Why don't we talk about briefly why an actor, a filmmaker, a writer, screenwriter should attend a film festival?
Because that's where your people are. I'm just going to say because that's there. The sessions, the informational sessions are fire. The spiritual, not just renewing, but also accountability is incredible. It's, you know, it challenges you to not just be doing this for the Lord, but to be doing it to your utmost best for Him and for the community that we serve. You know, we always say we want to break outside the church walls. So listen, if we want the world to watch what we're doing, Xavier and I just talked about this the other day, you know, if we want the world to take notice of what we're doing, it better be good, you know, because we need to put the days of cheesy Christian film, you know, that kind of became synonymous of Christian filmmaking, you know, it's like, it's cheesy. Our writing has greatly developed. Our cinematography has, and we are doing things. Drew, you like to talk about what's in theaters right now. And I know that we can look back and last year, well, not last year, but I mean, probably, I don't know, if we go 5 years back, you might have had one Christian film in the theaters a year. And if you heard about a faith-based film, it was like, whoa, wait, what? You know, right. It was so exciting. And
right now.
Okay, what three are in theaters right now?
So, well, as this is being recorded right now, we have the Chosen episodes. We have Cabrini that was just released in theaters. And then we have Ordinary Angels that came out at the end of February. And get this too, all different production houses involved in this. So this isn't just, you know, one production company that's put out all three of these films. Isn't that amazing? Right. Like,
and if you look at box office numbers, I know Xavier, you study box office numbers a lot. If you look at it, man, several of our last most recent faith-based productions have outscored Hollywood at the box office. Numbers don't lie. So this is a really exciting time. If you're thinking, well, I came in too late, or, you know, I didn't get in early enough. That's not true. The tide is shifting, and now is better than ever to get on board with this. And if you want to know, if you feel alone and you're like, I don't do social media, or I, you know, whatever, get to a film festival, make it happen, because we will set aside the money for the things that we want. And whether that's, you know, putting away our daily coffee or our weekly pizza, or, you know, whatever, our whatever. It's cancel the gym membership for a couple of weeks. I don't know. I'm just saying, get to a festival and meet the people, because if you're an actor, listen, that's where the directors are. It just is. They are there promoting the films that they've just made. You're going to hear us talking about excellence a lot in this podcast. And if you want to be taken seriously, go where the people that take it seriously go, you know, and even if you've never been there, people say, well, what do I do when I show up? And I said, the first thing you do is show up, and then you pray for some amazing conversations, but getting fear is the first step. It's the scariest step. But I'm telling you, it's the only step that you need to make sure it is in your hands, because I really believe that the Lord does the rest. You get there and wander the halls. They will have booths for different film colleges. They will have booths with filmmakers, books. A lot of filmmakers sell their DVDs there. You're going to hear us talk about IMDb. I won't steal any thunder from Keys in a future episode, but she has a really cool giveaway. So for IMDb, go and look at your favorite films. If you say, well, hey, I want to check out these three different production houses that are in the theaters now, go to IMDb. Y'all, the information is there. You can find out who the director is. You can find out who the scriptwriter was. You can find out who cast it and then follow them online. So there's tons of information that's so valuable at film festivals. And if you're a filmmaker, you need to be going. If you're jealous of all those other filmmakers with all the laurels up and down their movie posters, that's where they got them. You know, if you're a scriptwriter who says, I just don't know if my writing is good enough yet, submit to these festivals, because that's where you get the feedback that is absolutely vital to continue in excellence within this industry. It'll also tell you how what you currently have is resonating with folks. Actors, is your headshot currently resonating with directors? Directors, is your content currently resonating with audiences? The way that you know is getting to these festivals and experiencing that world right where it exists, you know, with the most concentrated activity and effort. And some of my most valuable relationships have come from film festivals. So, Xavier, do you have anything to add? No.
Good. That's really good.
No, you nailed it. That was great.
Yeah. Well, can I do the giveaway now? Because I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Oh, I'm ready. Go for it.
Let's do it. So we're doing a giveaway from one of our sponsors. It's called Faith-Based Casting. So this episode of our podcast is sponsored by Faith-Based Casting. They deliver casting calls and audition notices for faith-based and or family-focused feature film, TV, short film, stage, voiceover, web-based, and other projects that are looking for faith-focused actors. So to find out more about them, you can go to faithbasedcasting.com. And we are giving away a six-month membership, y'all. 6 months, that's a $60 value, where you can have 6 months on there. You can create your profile, you can put your headshot, your resume, your reels, anything you have, and you can find professional casting notices and submit through their platform, through their website. So this is just invaluable. If you're an actor, this is great for you. 6 months is a long time. You can find a lot of different, you can audition and submit for a lot of different projects in that amount of time. So we are giving that away. And to enter, you go to the Room 4 app. Okay. You can download that, like Laura said, on christiancasting.com. You can find the download links there, but go to the Room 4 app and like our giveaway post for Faith-Based Casting, and then make sure you comment all in, because you are all in with Room 4, you're all in with the community, you're all in your field of influence. So you want to comment all in, and you will get 4 entries if you do that through our Room 4 app. Now, you can also go to our Facebook page, our Room 4 Facebook page, our Room 4 Instagram page, and like the post and comment there and get 1 entry. But you want 4, you know, you want a high chance to win. So go ahead and get on our app and be a part of this Room 4 community.
And let me plug something else cool about Faith-Based Casting. You can actually create a profile for free. It doesn't cost anything to get on their email list, and you can be sent email notices on like real-time email notifications the moment a director uploads a casting notice that matches your profile. So if you say, hey, I can play between 35 and 45, I'm available to travel, I'm, you know, you fill in your profile however you'd like. And the moment something drops on that platform that matches your account, they email it to you. It cannot get any easier than that. So where the cost comes in is it's $10 a month, and that offers you unlimited submissions. So, but to get those emails, you guys, if you're like, oh, well, this, you know, this is expired, The giveaway, I'm telling you, there is no reason not to sign up for faith-based casting. We're going to drop a link for, you know, for the Room 4 Christian Casting Family. We have a special link when you guys sign up. So if you sign up just to get their emails, again, no cost to you, why don't you have your stuff there? And even if you don't pay for the subscription, if a director or a producer wants to scour the talent and they think that you would be a good match, they can invite you to audition. And you don't pay anything. Once a director invites you, they find your profile and they say, hey, we want to see your submission. We are specifically seeking you out. You can submit at no fee. So there really is no reason for every faith-based, family-friendly actor to not be on this platform. And then if you want unlimited submissions, you're like, hey, this is great. It's a very small $10 a month. And we would love to cover that first 6 months for you. So faith-based casting, shout out to you guys for offering that to our listeners. We really appreciate it. And we hope that y'all will get on there. Drew is going to have a link up on the social specifically for our faith-based family-friendly film folks to hop into that portal. It's so easy to sign up. So you'd be crazy if you didn't.
Right.
All right. And Keys, anything else happening this week that we should know about?
That's everything. That's my calendar events. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. And also, she's so humble. Don't forget that Keys, we may have mentioned it, is also doing a film-based blog. It'll be like spiritual food for your soul. Every single week, she's focused on how do we equip ourselves on the internal so that on the external, we just bring excellence. And that starts from having a place of excellence inside. I really don't believe that we can do in the kingdom what we need to do unless on the inside things are what they need to be. So she has got a blog post that is going to challenge you. It is going to encourage you. It is going to equip you. And so I'm super excited to share that. And she's going to have those coming out regularly for you guys. So we're just really excited. And then actually, Xavier, I want you to drop as we close. You also have something really cool to offer the filmmakers. It started in Boston and then it was East Coast and it is now worldwide. And folks are just loving it. So what is another free resources that we can offer folks as we close the show?
Yeah. Every first Friday of the month, we host what we're calling a Filmmakers Virtual Coffee Networking event. And what we do is we go on Zoom and we give everybody just kind of like a couple of minutes to talk about themselves, what they're working on, what they're doing, how they're connecting with the community, projects that they'd like help on. But I mean, the idea and the focus is always just to bring a servant heart to it. It's like, what can I offer my local community? And with that perspective, we've been able to grow a pretty sizable group that comes every month, new faces every time. And yeah, it's really celebrating like your local film community. And it's great. The best way to connect with me in order to get on that RSVP list would be to email me at info@mountharvest.com, info@mountharvest.com. And I will follow up by sending you just kind of like a little series of questions for your, you know, to get information. I keep a Rolodex of all of the filmmakers. And yeah, and we are planning for an in-person one. Right now it's all virtual. It's just easy to connect people because it started in Boston and then it started growing and then people started finding out about this and they're like, ooh, I can get some really great insight and great ideas about how I can do things in my own filmmaking community. And now we've got people that are joining us from Ireland, from the UK, from Egypt, from Romania. So it is global. It's really fun to just hear like the perspective of like the international filmmaking community and see how things, how productions, whether indie or even like in the union or their equivalency to unions, how it works overseas. It's fascinating. And everybody's constantly dropping nuggets of information and they're just so willing to give. Now we don't record the sessions because so much is offered. And so we keep those, you know, things protected. There's a lot of NDAs that are signed with individuals and they're just willing to come and oftentimes overlook their NDAs to just freely give because it is a safe space for creatives to share and grow. And so I've already gotten a chance to meet people even outside of it. Last night I just I met Aiden Patterson, which was phenomenal, and I've met individuals throughout. So it's a really great way to just build that community and connect, and then we help each other out. So first Fridays, every first Friday of the month, we hold that. It's at 9:30 a.m. Eastern, and it goes an hour and a half.
I love it. And we will actually drop that in our show notes as well, so that you guys have an easy access to that email and that link. So if you, again, if you have felt like I need to build my community, multiple things have been offered here today, and we hope to keep rolling out new opportunities for you guys every single time. Keys talk to us about Hollywood Prayer Network. So that's something happening every Friday. We've got virtual filmmakers coffee event, and that's happening the first Friday of every month. And on our socials, we're running that all day, every day. So if you guys have made it this far, we just want to say thank you. We want to say you have found your people, and we are thrilled to have you here. So with that, we will close and invite you to be watching out for the next episode. And until then, check out our socials to try to win a giveaway. And next time, go ahead, Keys. Just tease them. Next time, what are we going to be giving away?
An IMDb Pro membership.
Y'all, that's big.
That's deep. Okay.
That's a big deal.
$150 value. Okay. So if you're somebody who coupons.
Yeah. Or if you're somebody who wants to go to an upcoming film festival and you're like, I would love to do the IMDb Pro thing, but maybe I'd like to keep an extra $150 and not do that to go toward a film festival. Or maybe you're a filmmaker who's like, I really need to submit. Let me go to, say, Nantucket. That's a $160. Let me go ahead and just try to win this IMDb Pro membership. Y'all, we have good stuff for you here. There's a lot of cool people on board, a lot of folks behind the scenes who desperately want to support what is happening. They see the value for today and beyond, and they say, we are here for the long haul. Let's give you some stuff to give away. And we say, okay, and we're going to be bringing it to you. So thank you guys.
Speaking of that, our behind the scenes, this whole app is possible by Groters Productions. So we want to make sure that we give them a shout out. They create web and app and video and posts for people, for companies, for businesses. And so we want to make sure that we shout them out, because they are actually building the Room 4 app.
They are. And okay, quick story. I know we need to close, but when the Lord put Room 4 on my heart to build, I remember being at, go figure, the Christian Worldview Film Festival, sitting in the award ceremony. And I'm not kidding you, every other award, it was like, and the award goes to John Groters. And this award goes to Groters Productions. And second place runner up goes to Groters. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said, those are the ones who are going to build your app. And I was like, the guys in the house with all the awards of excellence, I need to go talk to them. And the Lord says, go talk to them. And the rest is history. It was a really cool story how it all went down. And they are just as excited as we are about this app rolling out. They do a lot of video footage for Voice of the Martyrs, traveling overseas all the time. We actually have been able to cast some VO work, voiceover work for them, you know, that's happening with Voice of the Martyrs. And so there's just so much cool stuff to roll out, you guys. And Groters Productions is behind everything in the app. And so we just love that we were connected with them. When the Lord said, you're going to roll out this app, he said, you're going to roll it out with the best of the best. And they were not just willing, they were excited to get behind the vision of Room 4. And even this team that you're looking at right now that you listen into has been assembled specifically for this task. And we are just thrilled to roll it out to you guys and bring you everywhere we go, because a rising tide lifts all ships. And so wherever we go, we want to bring you with us. So on that note, until next time, we'll see you guys later.